This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Republic has awakened a powerful force in this nation. Women. W-O-W. No, I'm not joking.
Whoa, man.
W-O-W.
Wow.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How long before the climate lockdowns?
What we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid the peak demands.
Hey, I've seen this one. This is a classic.
But climate change imposes costs on American families much worse than gasoline prices.
It's not political. There's no ideology in it. It's a universal issue defined by science.
Bruh! Has science ever kissed a woman, or won the Super Bowl, or put a man on the moon?
Kerry's Gulfstream made 48 trips since Biden took office, emitting more than 300 metric tons of carbon.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. But the best part of today's intro, we got to play it immediately, is cut 12.
Republic has awakened a powerful force in this nation. Women. W-O-W. No, I'm not joking.
W-O-W.
Sounds like a 50,000-watt clear channel station from Des Moines, Iowa. 844-500-4242. It gets into 38 states at night. Those were in the days when people would drive around in their 59 Impalas like I did and just listen, just tune the dial and just get all those stations all across the country. Now when the sun goes down at night, sometimes there's about three different programs going on. All right, 844-500-4242. We are broadcasting here live from Aviva Trattoria in Malden, Mass. We're going to be here for another hour. Please come on down. You can get a great meal. You can get a free slice of pizza. You can get anything you want here. And we got some T-shirts for sale. And Grace, how was that cannoli?
The cannoli was amazing.
It's always amazing.
Ciao, Bella.
It was really good. And we have some cheap bastard deals for Aviva Trattoria. They have restaurants not only in Malden, but in Marlboro, Maynard.
You keep meatballs in your jacket?
I would if I had a jacket. I'd just wear a Let's Go Brandon T-shirt here today. Rentham in Westford, Massachusetts. They just broke ground this morning on a new Aviva Trattoria in Stoneham, which will be open in January. And so if you want to get a $50 gift certificate to Aviva Trattoria for just $25, it's a perfect time to get it. Go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store. Time now for the chump line.
Can I get me a crown here?
Is he scouting out? Are there any unmarried women in the British royal family? You know, I think that they said that the Queen was worth almost $500 million. Actually, that would be a little bit of a downgrade from Mama T, right? And from Julia Thorne, his first heiress wife. But, you know, any port in the storm, I guess.
In order to combat climate change, King Charles has requested a minimum of two celebrities or politicians per private jet at the Queen's funeral.
Wow. That's what you call tightening your belt for all the beautiful people. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced for just $199 $99 during the weekend from $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NossetBeachInn.com.
Yes, I saw that Queen Elizabeth was given a 96-gun salute in honor of her death. Apparently all the cannons were loaded with blanks. I'm certainly glad that Alec Baldwin is not in the British military, otherwise it could have been a disaster.
Was that supposed to be Ted Kennedy? It didn't sound like Ted Kennedy that we had with us on Monday at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, but I understand what he was saying.
Remember when big-time mayors Eric Adams, Miriam Bowser, and Lori Lightweight were for representing sanctuary cities before they were against it?
Yeah, now they've decided to make those cities sanctuaries from illegal aliens. They're going to bus them all out into the suburbs. How can they declare an emergency? They're being overwhelmed with illegal aliens when they were welcoming them. They were tweeting out about them. They were putting out the Instagram videos. They were doing Snapchats about how much they loved illegal aliens until they actually arrived at the bus station.
So Joe Biden said he'll be attending the funeral for Queen Elizabeth. What's the over-under on how many times he glances down at his watch during the ceremony?
By the way, did you see that last night he went to, or late yesterday afternoon, he went to the British Embassy? It's traditional, you know, you go and you sign the condolences book. Like, that's what happens when the leader ends. All the embassies put out the condolences book, or as he put it, the consulates book. So what he did was he had to take a piece of paper, a card, out of his breast jacket, to a breast pocket of his jacket, to see what he was supposed to write down. And then when he wrote it down, apparently it was totally illegible. Not that we're surprised.
She became queen 8 years after we stormed the beaches, and all of England thought this was ice cream and peaches. They didn't know then that this old hen would rule 70 over the family of leeches.
Someone was pointing out last night that she was the queen of England for just a little under a third of the existence of the United States of America. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? 70 years on the throne.
Luffy, did you hear Gengis Carr admit his Cape Cod mansion is a rental and that he's never had breakfast at the Mar-a-Lago? How pathetic. His cherished prep school was a safety school, his mansion was a rental on the Cape, and his entry-level membership at that deplorable club doesn't include the continental breakfast. Thank gosh the Ivy League had the good sense to reject this fool.
Some of my guests at the Mar-a-Lago club have had breakfast there. It's just that I have my own place down there. Live shot. I don't need to go to breakfast at Mar-a-Lago. What are you laughing at, Grace?
You're just such a simple guy. You don't want for much, you know. You're fine with the dinner service. You don't need breakfast.
Besides, they've got free bagels over at the Breakers.
Yeah, you much prefer your plastic bags and going around grabbing breakfast where you find it.
Look, I'm within walking distance of the Breakers, and at 7 o'clock, they put out excellent coffee for the donut.
For the people who are staying there.
How do they know if I'm staying there or not? I have a long sleeve T-shirt that says The Breakers, Palm Beach. That entitles me to a free cup of Joe every day.
Isn't it ironic how Obama's portrait had no background?
There'll be another one unveiled next week, and the week after that, and the week after that. He's not a egomaniac or anything, though, is he? He wrote two memoirs before he even got into the U.S. Senate.
The last person that leaves California, please turn the lights off. Oh, never mind. They're already on.
That's a good one.
Good job.
So kids in Philadelphia schools have to wear a face mask. I think you'd be safer wearing a Kevlar vest.
That too. The one that really gets me, though, is I think they're standing by this. If you're in Washington, D.C., and you're unvaccinated of school age, you can't go to school. How do they justify that? I mean, and they keep putting out this story. The new vaccines are here. How to get one? Shouldn't it be how not to get one? Who is out rushing to get a new vaccine?
I feel sorry for the younger generation that may grow up not realizing BS does not stand for Biden speeches.
Bachelor of Science.
Come on, man. I just read that the Queen Mother died. It says here that her son is going to be known as King Charles III, and that his first wife was Princess of Wales. I think that's Stacey Abrams. And that his current wife is Kamala. The president's going to be the queen. Not a joke.
You know, I don't know if you've heard, but Stacey Abrams is fading in the polls in Georgia. So today she has announced what she thinks is a real winning issue. She wants free tuition paid for by the feds for all illegal aliens. This should put her over the top.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you just like to hear a second Chump Line every day, you can do so. And that's called Chopped Chumps. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com.
Isn't it ironic how Obama's portrait had no background?
That's because it was painted on the moon. 84. He's going to live there permanently once his oceanfront mansion in Martha's Vineyard is overtaken by flooding waters. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State. Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
Texter 617 says, did I just see Grace in the Daily Mail? Yes, you did.
Yes, you did, love.
So you can check out Grace's column, and we have a new columnist at HowieCarrShow.com, Emma Foley, and she's got a great column up again today about the stabbing of a reporter in Las Vegas by an insane Democrat. And yesterday at the press conference, a reporter said, "Will you condemn Donald Trump for the killing of this reporter?" A guy texted that to me yesterday. And I read it and I said, "I think he's kidding me." And then someone called in and said, "Oh no, I just heard it." And now we got it. It's really amazing. 844-500-40, but check out her column. And also, when you're at HowieCarrShow.com, you can get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Aviva Trattoria. That's where we are this afternoon. We're having a great time. Everybody's having a great time. We got the good, Middlesex County, Southern Middlesex County crew. Yeah. Middlesex County maxed out on the illegal alien driver's license petition. More signatures than they needed, along with Plymouth and Worcester and Essex County and Norfolk County, a lot of counties. There were 71,833 signatures were allowed. And there altogether, there were 84,000, but you could only have 10,300 per county. So we maxed out. Woo-hoo! We beat the spread. We beat the spread. It's on the ballot. Congratulations to one and all for a job well done. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What league are you more likely to watch? MLB, NBA, NFL, or NHL?
NFL.
49% say NFL. 30 WNBA.
Very funny.
33% say NHL. 16% say baseball. 2% for basketball.
All right, 844-500-4242. Grace is getting a new ration of hate mail Monday here on Friday from the Daily Mail, and they put the headline up. She doesn't write the headlines, but they put the woke mob going after Queen Bess.
They said, "Why do the woke hate the most?" That was the headline. And to prove me wrong, a woman messaged me and said, "You're a moron, Grace. Why would you say the woke hate the most?"
Go figure.
I said I didn't write the headline. Sorry if you disagree. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Let's play a couple of more cuts. We've got to do Police Blotter Facts Friday. Come on down. We're still going to be here for another half hour. Come on down. Everybody comes in and or makes a buy something, gets a free copy of one of my books, Kennedy Babylon 1 or 2, or Plug Uglies. Plug Uglies is now here. It's back. We've restocked it. But anyway, let's play a couple of more cuts from Brandon today. This is at a groundbreaking in Ohio on a chips manufacturer. And he's talking about all of his great legislative initiatives. Cut 26.
And well, not only will companies use these funds to buy, but they cannot use these funds for stock buybacks and issue dividends. They have to manufacture.
Wait a second. I'm confused, Brandon. Are you allowed to buy back or not buy back? Can you fill me in? Tell me what's really going on? Cut 26 again.
And well, not only will companies use these funds to buy, but they cannot use these funds for stock buybacks and issue dividends. They have to manufacture.
What a great steward he is of the world's largest economy, but probably not for long, the way things are going. Cut 20.
Avoiding disruptions and work stoppages that can cause extensive delays and down the line.
A work stoppage can cause extensive delays and down the line. I know, I'm used to like ice storms downing the lines or a hurricane. But I've never seen a work stoppage that down the line. But, hey, what do I know? Come on down to the Aviva Trattoria in Malden and get the $50 gift certificates for just $25 at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, I'm here in Malden. This is the north end of the Orange Line. Or should I say, the late Orange Line. How's this reconstruction going? People are giving it the thumbs down. You don't believe Charlie Parker when he says that things are totally under control? He's going to be in New York at the Clinton Foundation big. I wonder how's that going to be affected by the Queen's funeral. All the beautiful people who were supposed to be with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton in New York for the Clinton Foundation annual global initiative. They're going to be in Old Blighty. How's that going to work out for everybody? 844-500-4242. We're here for a few more minutes at the Aviva Trattoria in downtown Malden. We've had a great day here. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Viva the Orange Line. And we'll be here for a few more minutes. Come on down and you can get gift certificates to Aviva Trattoria, $50 gift certificates for just $25. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. It's our cheap bastard deal. Right now, it's time. It's that time of the week. Police blotter, Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
All right, you know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from the local daily or weekly newspaper or increasingly the internet involving the local constabulary. They just have to be funny or at least mildly amusing stories about the police and Florida men and others that they are arresting, naked men. That kind of thing. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the best stories of the week in our opinion. And send your entries to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And you could win a nice prize. What do they win this week, Grace, the two winners?
They will get a copy of Kennedy Babylon Volume 1.
Which is what everybody here is getting today, or Volume 2,
so
or
you're
Plug
all,
Uglies.
All of you are already winners. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. Now, these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Ohio groom is forced to leave his own wedding after allegedly punching guests.
On his side of the family or the bride's side of the family?
A fight had broken out at the resort. Security footage from the time of the incident captured a wedding guest being grabbed by the neck by another man and pushed against a nearby bar. The man was then seen being pushed off camera. One witness told deputies that the best man, a groomsman, and a family member of the best man were also involved in the incident. So I have a feeling that it was against the other side of the family.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It's not a good way
Isn't
to start,
that
that's for sure. Woman terrorized by crazed, hissing 3.5-foot alligator while at a cash machine.
3.5? What is that? That, in other words, 3.5 feet. That would be 42 inches? Yeah. It's pretty big.
Yeah, pretty big. I wouldn't want to run across it. A woman was
Especially if it was hissing.
A woman was terrorized by a crazed alligator while using a cash machine.
How do they know it was crazed?
Because it was The bizarre incident occurred in Texas.
Maybe it just felt in a hissing mood.
Lake Worth Police Department posted body cam
a hissy fit.
Posted body cam footage of the incident after they were called to a bank with reports of a feisty 3.5-foot alligator harassing customers. In the clip, one officer can be heard saying, "We've never seen a gator outside of the lake ever. The alligator can be seen thrashing on the ground near the bank after one officer gets his catch pole on it."
Can alligators get rabies?
No, I don't think so.
Why was it out of the lake?
I don't know. He was crazed. You can be crazed for other reasons besides rabies. Manchester flight forced to divert after passenger attacks crew for no free champagne.
Manchester, England or New Hampshire?
England.
Crikey.
Can I get out of here, please?
I will say they are...
Yeah, was it on John Kerry's private jet?
They are giving out free booze more now because people are delayed for so long that it's the only way to stop people from becoming crazed and hissing. They just give them
It's
free
the
booze.
Only way for people like me.
Do you know
the
who
footage,
I am?
Which focuses on a gray-haired woman roughly in her 70s, shows the woman getting irritated with another passenger, saying her frustration started after the passenger had her request for free champagne declined. The situation escalated until she struck a member of staff twice, and the flight was forced to divert to Munich to offload the woman to police.
Wait, it was from Manchester, England, and it had to divert to Munich? That's a long way away, isn't it?
Well, passengers on the flight claim the woman's anger started when she was told she couldn't have free champagne, prompting her to order a gin and tonic.
She ordered a triple gin buck. Hold the buck.
Then the onlookers say that she was taken away by members of the cabin crew after she continued to be aggressive. A male member of the staff went over to try to speak with the woman before having to try and restrain her arms when she violently flailed them around. She went to sit down next to her before having to leap to his feet as the woman lashed out again, hitting him across the head.
Like an alligator.
Yeah, she sounds like the alligator. She also urinated in her seat before she was escorted off of the plane. Wow, that really got all you guys going.
What was her name?
I know what the audience likes. A little pee in the seat. Got it.
What's her name?
Just gray-haired lady. They kept her.
Roughly in her 70s. Very roughly.
Gray-haired lady, lonesome lady.
Florida woman who punched manager who refused to sell her alcohol arrested.
This seems to be a recurring theme here. As we speak at a licensed establishment. No one's having any problems along these lines here today.
A Florida woman, this is Marion County.
I don't even know where that is.
I'm sure it's very far away from where you reside. Don't lose any sleep over it. A Florida woman was arrested after she allegedly hit a Circle K convenience store assistant manager for refusing to sell her alcohol. The manager visited the Silver Springs store when she witnessed a woman in the store trying to buy alcohol without an ID card. The store clerk told her she could not sell the alcohol to her without an ID.
She could vote, but she couldn't buy any alcohol.
Deputy said the woman then walked outside to a vehicle, and another woman, identified as Lisa Muncy, got out of the vehicle and walked inside the store and attempted to buy the same alcohol. They denied that sale as well. When the manager went back to her vehicle and tried to leave, deputy said Muncy came out of the store and began calling her names. She reportedly opened the woman's passenger's door and punched the manager before leaving the area in a tan SUV. When police showed up and found her, she said, "You can just go ahead and arrest me because I hit her."
Dr. Matt has responded to my question about the reptiles. Only mammals can get rabies. No birds, no reptiles, no vegetables. Okay, so you learn something every day.
Wait, cucumbers can't get rabies?
How you say cucumber?
I think he was being wry, shall we say.
Diner who didn't pay for meal tracked down after leaving.
He didn't pull off the chew and screw successfully?
This is from the Villages News. What's happening at the Villages?
They move slowly at the Villages. What did with the battery in his golf cart?
It conked out halfway. A diner who didn't pay for her meal was tracked down after walking out of the Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in the Villages. Tara Lee Clutter was arrested.
Tara Lee! Not any relation to Sara Lee?
She went to the restaurant and consumed $29.27 worth of food and drink. When she walked out without paying, restaurant workers tried to hand her a bill. "I don't need it," she told them. I like that move. Clutter strolled out to the restaurant's parking lot and got into a white Honda.
Clutter?
Clutter.
What? That wasn't that was the name of the people that were killed in In Cold Blood, the Clutter family, and... In Ooh. Kansas, that Truman Capote wrote about.
Police got
her. How old was Ms. Clutter?
43.
You know what they call someone who's 43 at the Villages? A young whippersnapper.
I'll say. A Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Woman who had been drinking in town square arrested. The headlines make it sound like they're all the same story, but they're different, I promise. Woman who had been drinking at town square arrested after altercation.
Where is this?
Take a guess.
Somewhere in Florida.
Yep. You're getting warm.
Where?
Go ahead, make another guess.
Fort Lauderdale.
No, we were just talking
about the Villages.
The Villages
again.
I go to their blotter. I like their blotter. I like their style.
Again, the Villages is the only newspaper in the country, the only large newspaper in the country that gained circulation last year.
You know who they can thank? I should be getting a piece of the pie here.
Well, they have that's the thing. Newspapers have forgotten how to do good police stories. Whereas apparently the Villages newspaper is just full of them.
I know. They should get you on staff. Imagine.
Do they have different columns, like the Chewing Screws and the Drunken Golf Cart?
It all goes under the
alligators out of control.
I scroll through. If I see alligator, if I see golf cart, if I see wine, the word wine, and I just open it up, and I got my stories. Linda K. Murphy, 73, had been out at a town square on Friday night with a male companion when she had had a couple of drinks and became intoxicated and belligerent. Her male companion drove her car to her home because he had deemed her too intoxicated to drive. The man said that he was driving Murphy home when she struck his right arm several times. When they reached her home, she picked up a stand-up fan that was in the garage and threw it toward the vehicle. Murphy said the fight had been fueled by her financial situation and that she can't afford the cost of living.
I'm going to guess that there was a contributing factor. Alcohol.
Well, I think that's safe to say. When we get back, Howie, I've got two really good winners. I want to save enough time for them, but I think you will enjoy.
919 says you could be the chief of police at the Villages.
You could be.
I'm holding out to be maitre d' at Mar-a-Lago. That's my dream job in the Sunshine State.
One is slightly more glamorous than the other, just by a little bit.
I'm not a big fan of golf carts either. You got to be a golf cart expert to be the chief of police in the Villages.
I love a golf cart. It's the best way to travel.
All right. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night long, and finally at dawn, you finally fall asleep, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible the way I do, there is one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance MyPillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows. So many products combining the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of these products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, and use the code word Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Thanks to everybody here at Aviva Trattoria in Malden. We've had a great time here. We've been here for a while. Grace has been all here. Her show's been here. My show's been here today. It's a lot of fun. We're leaving at 6 o'clock, and Taylor is going to take over for the final hour. We still have a few gift certificates to Aviva Trattoria. Five restaurants, Malden here in Malden, Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. And you can buy those gift certificates, $50 gift certificates for just $25. It's our cheap bastard deal of the day. Go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. And when you're there on the website, check out our new employee, Emma Foley's column on the situation in Las Vegas, where a Democrat stabbed a reporter to death, and they're asking whether Donald Trump should be blamed for it. I know you can't make this stuff up. The Babylon Bee is going to go out of business the way things are going. They can't come up with better stuff than reality. It's so crazy. All right. Time for the two winners in Police Blotter Facts Friday, Grace.
All right. Delusional woman claims that she was arrested at the Las Vegas airport for being too voluptuous. 28-year-old Hen Bustami has finally learned a lesson. The voluptuous woman was arrested at the Las Vegas airport after fleeing a Chili's restaurant without paying. But she claims
a lot of chewing screws today, too.
Yeah. Times are tough, man.
Do you think she was that voluptuous? Do you think she's the most voluptuous woman you've ever seen, Grace?
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, Howie. I did not print out the picture because I don't like to waste the ink. So that's something you would have to decide. She claims that her arrest was because she was too beautiful. She was accused of enjoying a meal at a Chili's restaurant inside the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas.
Not guilty.
Then leaving without paying.
She's okay, but is she the most voluptuous woman you've ever seen? No.
But the old dine and dodge trick is not very smart at airports, particularly in Las Vegas, where cameras are everywhere. The police eventually found Bustami in the baggage claim area. There she was belligerent with cops, saying she was being harassed because cops had never seen anyone as pretty as her. Must be tough. Okay.
I think there was alcohol involved in that one, too, wasn't there? I believe so.
If I had to... Probably. She also said she was going to spit on all of the officers.
By the way, speaking of Vegas, that Democrat politician who stabbed the reporter, he was defeated in the primary. Do you know who the last name of the person who defeated him was? What her last name is?
No.
Reed. R-E-I-D.
It's
name ring a bell? It's not. I don't think she's related. It doesn't mention it on her campaign site. I went to check today, but it's an interesting coincidence, isn't it?
Indeed, though
it's a fairly common name.
All right, now the second winner. Florida deputies hogtie alligator that was loitering in
How can you hogtie an alligator? You gator tie a gator, and you hogtie a hog.
It's Fox News. Florida deputies hogtie alligator that was loitering in the Wendy's parking lot.
Loitering?
Yeah.
How do they know it didn't have a permit to be selling, I don't know, etchings?
He was trying to bum a cigarette off people.
Loitering.
Deputies in Florida wrangled a large alligator that was found wandering a Wendy's
parking
lot.
This sounds like species profiling to me, accusing him of loitering.
The gator was said to be loitering outside the fast food restaurant. Responding deputies requested help from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission to capture the alligator. Photos show the giant reptile appearing to resist officers' efforts to
take it. How big was it?
It was 7 feet long.
Yeah, I'll put that in the giant category.
The officers were eventually able to catch the gator and hogtie it before transporting it safely from the parking lot. Actually, the 7 foot
to
long
a belt factory.
The 7 foot long one was another alligator. They don't write how big this one was.
There's a lot of alligators in Florida these days. There didn't used
I
to
know.
Be this. They didn't used. It's amazing. The more people they've gotten into Florida, the more alligators they've gotten into Florida.
But Howie, do you think it's that there's more alligators, or are we just hearing about them more because of technology? Was it the chicken or the egg? You know, they probably were always there.
I think in the old days, if you saw an alligator in your neighborhood, you just blew them away. And I think there were a lot more people that were just, I think it's considered, not PC to have alligator belts, alligator shoes, alligator purses, you know?
Are you in the market for any of those?
I got an alligator belt once when I was a kid, and I thought it was one of the greatest things I ever got. Have a good time, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Woo! I'm out.